Mix 94.7 KMCH 809 on this Tuesday morning. Women, Land, and Legacy. It's a big deal. It's going to hopefully be coming to a town near you, and to tell you how it's going to come to near you and how you can be a part of it, Alicia Willen bring along with us. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. See, you have your fancy coffee drink. I have my weak coffee drink that I just brewed here. But is this like early morning stuff? Because if I'm assuming women, land, and legacy, we're talking about women in agriculture, and you've probably been up since I've been up this morning.
Yeah, I have two babies.
So what time did you wake up?
5.
Okay. We're about the same. Tell me a little bit about this program and hoping to be an ongoing series, correct?
Yeah. So we are starting a joint chapter of Women, Land, and Legacy for Delaware and Jones County combined. Mm-hmm. Women, Land, and Legacy is a locally led nonprofit. It's nationwide, and it's kind of up to the counties what they make of it. So each county has the opportunity to build a chapter in the state. Right now, there's 41 chapters established in the state, and we'll be adding this joint one, making two more.
Gotcha. So not even half the counties in Iowa. So is this a relatively new thing then? Or?
It started in around 2012.
Okay.
And the thing about it is chapters come and go. So it kind of depends who's involved. So if someone kickstarts a chapter, you know, say they move somewhere and then they leave the county, that chapter might kind of fade a little bit. So it's a ongoing come and go type program per county.
What, and I know you said it's kind of what the county makes of it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you guys, you know, here in Delaware County and in Jones County, what are you hoping to make of it? What's the goal?
Yeah, so the main goal is to be a resource for women in ag and a networking community. We, in particular, want to shoot to have 3 to 4 events a year for women. This first one we're hosting at the end of the month, we call a listening session. And that is a session where we gather input from women in the community and we base those future events off whatever input we get from this initial listening session.
Gotcha. So let's talk about this first one, kind of get it off the ground, the ball rolling. Tell me about how that's going to work.
Sure. So January 30th in Monticello at the Extension Fairgrounds office, we're going to have 2 listening sessions, one at noon and one at 5:30 in the evening. We wanted to accommodate, you know, working moms and different schedules. So we'll have 2 and we will have Tanya Meyer from the state office come down and facilitate kind of an interactive listening session. She's going to ask questions and gather input of what local women in the community want to see, what kind of events they're interested in. For reference, other counties have had really successful events that are about soil health, conservation on your farm, estate planning, to gardening. I mean, there's such a wide variety, and it's based off what the women in the community want.
Alicia Willen bring along with us this morning, Women, Land, and Legacy. Okay, who is this open to, and how do people like become a part of it?
Sure, it's open to anybody. It's targeted to women in agriculture. Historically, women in agriculture have somewhat been underserved, and we want to have a resource for them. That's kind of our goal.
As a kid growing up on a farm, yeah, grandpa and dad did the farm stuff, but let's be honest, mom and grandma kind of ran the farm. From doing the books to making sure everybody's staying healthy and fed and everything, and making sure meetings are being attended. And I think a lot of times we forget that it's the important role of that woman pushing the guy ahead of him to make sure everything gets done and done the right way.
And right now in the state of Iowa, about 50% of farms are owned by women.
Wow.
It's a big number. So we want to target those women. It's not only exclusive to women in agriculture. We're open for anybody to attend. If you're interested in the agricultural field, you're going to college and you're in the area. Maybe you're into conservation and just want to learn something. It's a network. The Women, Land, and Legacy in this chapter chapter specifically is a collaboration between Natural Resource Conservation Service, Farm Service Agency, the state Idalls, Water Conservation Districts, the Maquoketa Watershed, Extension, Farm Bureau, Farmers Savings
Bank. So you've already got the network pretty well established. It's just now bringing it to the people and say, hey, come be a part of this now.
Yes, yep, and we're here for you. So we will build this Women, Land, and Legacy chapter based on what the needs are.
So again, open to pretty much anybody, especially the female sect, of course.
Yes.
But how do people get involved? What do they need to call? Do they need to just come to the meeting? How does that all work?
Yeah, our goal is to have as many women attend this listening session as possible to get as much input as possible to build this chapter. So that would be step one, is attending the listening session. There's information with this meeting throughout Manchester and Anamosa and a few other towns. We have flyers up. But if you want to come to the NRCS USDA Service Center, you can get more information there. Otherwise, you could get a hold of me. And my number is 563-777-0458.
Got it. Did you buy a Mega Millions ticket with that number 777? I mean,
no.
That's your phone number.
That's
pretty much good luck there.
That's the number I was given.
So again, first one coming up on the 30th.
Yes.
At the, right next to the Burndees Center, just down the hill at the fairgrounds there in Jones County, right next to Lucas Gobeli's office, the big conference room in there. And then make it to at least noon, or you said, was it noon and 5:30? Was that right?
Yeah, you can come to either session. Don't need to come to both, just one, and then we will be having a meal provided.
Gotcha.
So no cost to you to attend. The Farm Bureau is sponsoring that meal right now.
And then we put all the info on our community message board. This interview, we're going to put back up on our website here a little bit, kmch.com, Facebook as well. If anybody has any questions, come to the meeting. Call you, send a carrier pigeon. I mean, just any way to get a hold of you, like you mentioned your phone number, just reach out. It's probably the best way. Just reach out and just ask. Have that dialogue.
Yeah, and the USDA service centers are a good catch-all. So if you need any questions, they can get you where you need to go.
Gotcha. Well, the interview is over, but I know you said you have two babies. You're welcome to stay as long as you like. Take a little break if you'd like. So we want to send a bunch of people your way. You're going to see Alicia's smiling face here in just a little bit on our website, kmch.com, and we wish you guys all the luck, and we'll help spread the message for you, too.
Thanks for having us.
There you go. Don't forget, coming up on the 30th of January at the Jones County Fairgrounds, the Extension Building right there. Details at kmch.com.